Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised Second Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 14 of Heroes Unlimited, and the big ol' chapter heading at the top of the page tells us that we are creating characters in this section. Underneath that, there's an illustration of a fiery dude emerging from a sort of Kirby Crackle sphere. This is what it looks like when a superhero is born. There is some kind of plasma or something splattering everywhere. There's not a lot for me to talk about on this page because that illustration takes up most of the page. There's just a little teeny bit of text at the bottom, sort of reassuring us that character creation is not going to be as intimidating as it seems. However, this is Palladium, so these two little snippets of text on the page do manage to tell at least one damnable lie, which I suppose is the dumbest thing in this very limited field of things for me to judge here. The text on the lower right says, quote, "The creation of a character is relatively simple, requiring six main steps. Each is reasonably straightforward." Now, if you know Heroes Unlimited, you know already why that's wrong. But just to summarize, there are six steps in character creation. They are enumerated on the next page. Step 1, the 8 attributes. Step 2, hit points and SDC. Step 3, determine Jing super abilities. Determine Jing is not in the glossary, but let's assume it means determining. Step 4, determining skills and education. Step 5, picking an alignment. And step 6, rounding out one's character. And then parentheses, optional stuff. Now that may seem relatively straightforward, until you realize that step 3, determining super abilities, is hugely complicated for many character types, and contains lots of its own sub-steps. And you have to complete step 3 before you can complete step 2. Step 3 also determines step 4, which modifies the results that you got in step 1. And there are two non-step, optional steps, the crazy hero and the mega hero, that are listed as options in both step 3 and step 6, which, as a reminder, may be themselves performed out of sequence. So what this phrase, reasonably straightforward, turns out to teach us is mainly Palladium's definition of the word reasonable, a word that, given the way they use it, should definitely have been in that glossary. Because there's so little to talk about on this page, I'm going to take the opportunity to mention something slightly different about the format of this season of MDC as opposed to last season about ninjas and super spies. In season 1, we've already been through a lot of the character creation material. There's going to be some material that's straight up replicated in this book, and there is a contingency in place for that. Don't worry, the podcasts will keep coming on a daily basis with new material, despite the Palladium propensity for copying and pasting so that you've got to buy the same text again and again. My standards for content are, faint praise as it may be, somewhat higher than Palladium's. However, because we've been through this whole process before in the abstract, I really wanted to dig into it and look at some of the character options in this game. So I'm actually going to be creating a superhero or superheroine as we go. There's so many options in this book that I can't use them all for the same character, but I am going to be creating at least one straight-up super-powered superhero using all the random tables I can find, so that by the end of this season, which according to my calendar will drop about 9 days after the heat death of the universe, we will have gone through the whole process and made an honest-to-God Heroes Unlimited character to see just what we end up with if we follow the rules as written. Over the course of the season, you will, of course, grow to know and love this character. Someone will send me fan art. I'll put it on a t-shirt. You'll buy the t-shirt. Bing, bang, boom, I become a podcast millionaire. I know it doesn't sound like a sound business plan, but this book has 354 goddamn pages, so by the time this season is done, who knows if it's going to be a post-scarcity economy or we're all going to be wearing pelts or what. Betting on the t-shirt business and crossing my fingers. So I'm excited about this. We're going to get to start really creating a character for the first time in the podcast, and that starts tomorrow when we talk about attributes on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That's ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Art of Escapism, whose work you can find at soundcloud.com/artofescapism. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.